Good morning, everyone. Let's open with prayer this morning. Father, we bow down before you, and what a privilege it is to be able to come to you. Lord, help us to focus on your word this morning and then to pray as led by your Spirit. And we just thank you for this opportunity to meet again. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we've got quite a psalm this morning, maybe one of your favorites, Psalm 37. It's 40 verses, so it's a little longer to go through than some of these that are 3 or 4 or 5 verses for sure. And Psalm 37 is an acrostic psalm, and normally those were written for ease in memory. Also, it's been classified as a deductive psalm because it's a teaching psalm. And there is really much here. In fact, if you take a verse a day for the next 8 or 9 days, you would have a meditation each day. Do not fret because of evildoers, and trust in the Lord, and delight yourself in the Lord, commit your way to the Lord, rest in the Lord, cease from anger, do not fret again. And so that's where we are today. As I was looking at songs, I thought, you know, let's start with the Lord, because we're going to spend a lot of time on the wicked today in this psalm, because wicked is used over and over. The fact they're being cut off is used 5 times, and cut down is another time. So cutting off the wicked is a big part of this psalm, and we need to be careful not to fall into that trap of just saying, well, that's the wicked out there, get away from them and leave them alone and don't pray for them, because they don't deserve prayer. They deserve wrath. God is going to give them plenty of wrath. Don't worry about that. So I thought we would sing this old song, Near to the Heart of God. Verse 4 says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Oh, that may mean different things to you than I think it does from the text. But we'll talk about that when we get there. But the heart of God, let's sing along with this if we may. Amen. Well, that's almost a devotion, isn't it? A place of quiet rest, a place where sin cannot molest, a place of full release, a prey where all is joy and peace. Does that sound good or what? That's near to the heart of God. Well, as we go to Psalm 37, in my Bible, it's entitled The Heritage of the Righteous and the Calamity of the Wicked. I think that may be a good summary of what's ahead of us here in these 40 verses. It is a psalm of David, and because of a couple of verses here, I think he's writing it to the younger crowd, and I think he's fairly well old in this crowd, in this psalm. But it begins with, do not fret, do not fret. Do you ever fret? Fret means, in this context, in this psalm, be still. So be still. Don't get all up in the air fretting. And so we're going to have the do not fret a number of times in this psalm. It begins, do not fret because of evildoers. Anybody ever get upset when they turn on the news or hear anything at all going on in the world, which is pretty much all evil reporting? There's very little on the news, so-called news. It's like old. It's not news, and it's bad. It's not good. But there's very little that would do anything except get you upset, right? Don't be envious of the workers of iniquity. It seems like all the workers of iniquity are making lots of money. You know, I think of guys that have $200 billion or whatever they have, and they don't mind if gas goes to $400 a gallon. It doesn't matter to them, you know. But we're on our way. We're up to $6 or $7 now, right? For they shall soon be cut down. These are the evildoers. So listen to this. They shall soon be cut. That'll be six times in today's psalm. They shall be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. They'll just dry up and disappear. So what do we do? Well, there's trust, there's delight, there's commit, there's rest, there's cease. Verse 2 is trust. Trust in the Lord. Are you doing that? You know, some believers, I never would believe they ever trust in the Lord, because every time I see them, they're all stirred up about something. Can you believe this? Well, yeah, I can believe it. We're in a wicked world. I mean, I'd do the same thing, but trust in the Lord and do good. Now, since Jesus came, this doing good is very important, but it's not doing good with regard to salvation, because he's already done that for us. But trust in the Lord, do good. So rather than getting stirred up, do good. What do? You dwell in the land. Feed on his faithfulness. Are you feeding on his faithfulness? No, I can't. I don't see much faithfulness in the Lord these days. It's just all bad news. Well, maybe it is out there and shouldn't be in your heart. Feed on his faithfulness. You just notice you can't get through an hour, really, without seeing some aspects of God's faithfulness, right? Unless you've got your mind totally close to it. Feed on his faithfulness. And then delight. That word could also be called pamper. I like that. Or experience luxury. Anybody want to be pampered and experience luxury? Yeah. Where is it? Let's go get it. In the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Now, that's not what you may think it is. It doesn't mean that's a blank check or carte blanche. You can go do whatever you want, and he'll give it to you. Because if you look at the structure there, you begin with delighting yourself in the Lord. If you're delighting yourself in the Lord, what are you going to desire? You're going to desire the Lord. And if you desire the Lord, you think he will not give it to you? Too many people take that as saying, well, I really want a new Mercedes, and I know the Bible says if I delight myself in him, he'll give me the desires of my heart. So I'm going to delight myself in him so I can get a new car. That's not what that verse means, as you know. Verse 5, and then commit. Commit, or another translation there, or another word there would be roll over. Turn it over to him. Are you worried about anything? Turn it over to him. And let him worry. I heard Pastor Chuck told a joke on one of his commentaries about worrying. He said this one rich guy went out and hired a worrier. Says, I don't have to worry anymore. He worries for me. And he said, oh, really? That's good. Oh, it works so great. I haven't had to worry since I hired him. And he said, well, what are you paying him? He says, oh, $10,000 a week. And he said, $10,000 a week? That's a lot of money. You don't have that much money, do you? He says, well, that's his worry. But commit yourself to the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. Is your way committed to the Lord? Does somebody look at your life and see their way is committed to the Lord? Commit your way to the Lord and then trust. Again, coming back to that, we had that in verse 3. But here, trust also in him. Again, are you trusting him? Are you trusting him? And he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. If you're walking in him, committing to him and trusting in him. Great promise. And then verse 7, rest. Rest sounds good in this world, doesn't it? If any of you spend any time driving lately, it's pretty hard to find rest when you're driving, right? I mean, there's a lot of angry people out there. If you give enough space in front of you so you don't have a rear end to somebody, somebody cuts in front of you and gets really upset because there's three car lengths there and you didn't fill it up, you know? I don't quite understand that, but I do the same thing, so I guess I should understand myself. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret. Again, do not fret because of him who prospers in his way. So the Bezos and all these other guys that have all this money, and you think, oh, it'd be nice to have all that money. No, it wouldn't. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Verse 8, cease from anger. Ooh. When's the last time you got angry? Oh, about 40 minutes ago. No. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do you forsake wrath? Or do you let it wringle and just kind of stay in your mind? Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do you think God needs your wrath? Anybody think he does? You think your wrath does any good to God, ever? I don't think so. I don't think he needs your wrath. Then again, do not fret. It only causes harm. Boy, it keeps coming to that, to do not fret. Do not fret. Do not worry. Be still and be good. Because evildoers shall be cut off. That's the first of five times that's going to be used. Evildoers shall be cut off. That's the Lord's work. It's not your work. Evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Beautiful. There's just always a contrast all the way through here between the righteous and the wicked. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, it shall be no more. These famous people will soon be gone. But the meek, humble, shall inherit the earth. Our inheritance is eternal, not just until we die. Seen any hearses go by lately of rich people? They don't have any more U-Haul trailers behind them than the poor people, do they? There aren't any of them. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves, I like this, in the abundance of peace. Think about a humble person delighting themselves, trusting in the Lord, in the abundance of peace. What's that say to us if we don't? I never experience peace anymore, if we could ever think that. I don't know that we can, but there are times to kind of think that, and maybe I better go back to this verse and see what comes before that is humility and delighting in the Lord. Verse 12, the wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. The world hates you for being a Christian. The Lord laughs at him, Psalm 2, he will hold them in derision. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to what? To cast down the poor and the needy. Oh, my. But he will and to slay those who are of an upright conduct. That's what the wicked's trying to do. He's trying to get his will. He doesn't care about the people, right? But their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. Verse 16, a great verse. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. You believe that? For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. I would suggest that you not be praying for that. That's David's prayer, but it's not ours anymore. Let the Lord handle the wicked ones. Verse 18, the Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Wow, I like that. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. In the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. How many of you are storing up food now? May not be a bad idea, but this verse says, in the days of the famine, we shall be satisfied. That may be spiritually, maybe not just physically, I don't know, but yes. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the meadows, shall vanish into smoke. They shall vanish away. So some of the other translations get the sacrifices in there, and that may be because the sacrifice gets burned up, and smoke ascends, and it's gone. And here, the other translation of it basically is the meadows or the grass shall vanish into smoke, and it shall vanish away. Verse 21, the wicked borrows but does not repay. The wicked borrows but does not repay, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. Oh, my. Showing mercy and giving. One takes, one gives. The wicked take, the merciful are shown, and the righteous show mercy. For those blessed by him shall inherit the earth. Hallelujah. But those who cursed, those cursed by him shall be cut off. Again, cut off. I like 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Notice the he there is God, and the his is man. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and the Lord delights in man's way. Verse 24, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Okay, this next verse is for me, not for most of you. I have been young and am now old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. Verse 26, he is ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever. But, again a cut off, but the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off. Now here it's not just the wicked, but it's their descendants. But it's the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off if they continue living like their parents did. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. What a beautiful couple of verses there. Verse 32. Now we'll have some contrasts here for a while. The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Now another exhortation, verse 34, wait. Or you could use the word hope there. Wait on the Lord, or hope in the Lord, and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off again, you shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a native green tree. Yet he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought him, but he could not be found. Take any world leader that's ever lived for a short time, and that may be what we're talking about here. While they were alive, they looked huge and insurmountable, but they soon pass away and are no more. Verse 37, mark or watch. Mark or watch the blameless man and observe the upright, for the future of that man is peace. Now, that doesn't mean without sin, but it means that he's not persisting in sin. He's not living for sin. He's not trying to entice others into sin. Mark the blameless man and observe the upright, for the future of that man is peace, but, another cutoff, but the transgressor shall be destroyed, transgressors shall be destroyed together, the future of the wicked shall be cut off. Verse 39, but the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Father, we thank you for your word, all of it. And we thank you for this powerful psalm. There's too much to really take in just reading it once or so, but may we meditate on it this day and this week ahead and just praise you for what we read in it and the promises that you have given. And we see them happening before our eyes, but many times we don't really thank you for it very much. And we tend to try to, not try to, but we focus on things that are happening all around us that is kind of unusual or whatever, or unbelievable, and that's usually all bad. And so help us to be really near to your heart, Lord. Lead us now in this time of prayer that we might pray as you would lead us to pray in Jesus' name. So let's pray. Amen. Let's just close in this song in the last verse of Psalm 37. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them. And this song has a line in it, for he alone is strong enough to save. Call upon the Lord. So let's sing this song, Call Upon the Lord. The words are on the fifth page.
Our hope is safe within your name. This we know, this we know. You promise never to forsake what you began, you will sustain. This we know, this we know. Come on. Thank you.
This we do know, Lord, you're strong enough to save. We think of the thief on the cross. Not long before he turned to you, he was reviling you. But almost in the twinkling of an eye, he turned to you. Saw you for who you were spiritually. Beaten and bloody on the cross, who could have believed that that would be the king of the kingdom? And yet he would cry out, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And you said, today you will be with me in paradise. And so, Lord, may we be encouraged to pray for the lost, Lord. We know you're not slack concerning your purpose, but that you want none to be lost, and we want you to come now, come now, come now. There's so much wickedness. So it's in your hands, Lord, not in ours. We want to be ready. We want to be ready for this church to be taken out. And so help us to take advantage of every hour you give us. Until then, with your help, in Jesus' name, amen.